Hello there. Good afternoon. Did you miss me? I sure miss you all. The podcast is about one of my favorite genres of music. Blues is the style, is the genre of all times, the greatest genre that uses great guitar solos, great voices, and let's call it like it is. Blues is magic. Back Old Town Blues, Louis Armstrong is the beginner for today. My name is Silvia Dos Santos, and I'll keep you company with great music and great facts about this amazing genre, blues. Cue the music, ladies and gentlemen.
Living way back of town. Yes, yes, she treated me right. Never let me down. But I wasn't satisfied. I had to run around. Get out of here, Bella. Now she's gone and left me. I'm worried as can be. Yes, I've searched this world all over, wondering where she could be. I must ask her to forgive me. Maybe she'll come back to me, but I doubt it. Now I'm lonesome and blue, and I've learned a thing or two. Yes, fellas, here's a tip. I'm gonna pass on down to you. Shall I tell him everything?
Tell him everything.
Okay.
Never mistreat your woman, because it's gonna bounce right back on you. That ain't no stage show either, daddy.
Is a music genre and musical form which was originated in the Deep South of the United States around 1870s, still on the 18, by African Americans from roots in African music traditions, African American work songs and spirituals. Blues incorporated spirituals, work songs, field hollers, shouts, chants, and rhymes, simple narrative ballads. The blues form ubiquitous in jazz, rhythm and blues, and rock and roll is characterized by the call and response pattern, the blues scale, and specific chord progressions. Well, blues is a genre is also characterized by its lyrics, bass lines, and instrumentation, like all those guitar solos, you know what I mean, for those who love blues like I do. And there's a lot of us fans of blues. Early traditional blues verses consisted of a single line repeated four times. And it's related by that part of history relating slavery. The first appearance of the blues is often dated after the ending of slavery and later the development of juke joints. It's associated with the newly acquired freedom of the former slaves. Chroniclers began to report about blues music at the dawn of the 20th century. We will listen to John Mayer. It's one of the cutest songs he has with his John Mayer trio. The song is live recorded after midnight. Hope you enjoy as much as I do. He's a beginner, but he's learning fast with the best ones.
all about. Oh, after midnight. After midnight. After midnight.
I just know you loved this guitar solo by John Mayer. He's a good musician, guitarist. One of the young guys that is maintaining the sound of blues, even with a pop style, but you know what I mean. And one of the new guys, just like John Mayer, is Daniel Castro with the song I'll Play the Blues for You. And it's one of my suggestions for you to listen. These new guys that are appearing in the blues scene of nowadays is my suggestion. Daniel Castro.
If you're down and out and you hurt real good, come on over to the place I work. In all your loneliness, I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues. Don't be afraid, come on in. You might run across some of your old friends. In all your loneliness, I'll try to soothe. Play the blues for you.
The sky is crying. Gary B.B. Coleman will make us company, keep us company. And let's learn a little bit more, if you don't mind, about this amazing music genre, blues. Secular folk music created by African Americans in the early 20th century.
The sky is crying.
Originally in the South, the simple but expressive forms of the blues became by the 1960s one of the most important influences on the development of popular music throughout the United States.
The sky is crying. Can't you see the tears roll down the street?
Although instrumental accompaniment is almost universal in the blues is essentially a vocal form. Blues songs are lyrical rather than narrative. Blues singers are expressing feelings rather than telling stories. The emotion expressed is generally one of the saddest or sadness or melancholy, often due to problems in love. And I chose this song especially because it expresses what I just said. Due to problems in love, Sky is Crying is one of the most beautiful lyrics, and Gary B.B. Coleman sings it like no one can. So, cue the music.
She was walking on down the street. You know it hurt me so bad, y'all. It made my poor heart skip a
bee. Express this musically. Blues performers use vocal techniques such as melisma, sustaining a single syllable across several pitches.
My baby don't love me no more.
Rhythmic techniques such as syncopation and instrumental techniques such as choking or bending guitar strings on the neck or applying a metal slide are bottleneck to the guitar strings to create a whining voice-like sound. African influences are apparent in the blues tonality, the call and response pattern of the repeated refrain structure of the blues stanza. The falsetto break in the vocal style and the imitation of vocal idioms by instruments, especially the guitar and harmonica. And I truly believe that this song, The Sky Is Crying by Gary B.B. Coleman, really reflects the harmony between the guitar and the voice, and the lyrics, the story behind the lyrics. You know what I mean. This song warms my heart. It's just perfect. On a different note, I chose one of the coolest voices, Rusty Voices. I already posted one song of this guy in one of the other podcasts I did, the other episodes. But this is his blues style. Make a move, put your brain in. You can't say you don't know this voice. He's really famous for this rusty voice. The Hustler, ladies and gentlemen, with you, one of my favorite voices of all times, Chris Rea.
Everybody knows my name. Well, I can get all around you while you think I stand still. The way you tell me you won't lets me know that you will. Last thing you tell them is what you came here for. They're never gonna find out till you're way out the door. Yeah, I'm the hustler, and I'm playing my favorite game. Everybody knows my name. You got to love the work you do. How long it takes ain't important to you. Don't care what's in it. Loving every minute. Every minute, every hour, every second of the day. Little by little I see it.
the blues. It runs through all American music. Somebody bending the note. The other is two-bit groove. It's in New Orleans music. It's in jazz. It's in country music. It's in gospel. Like Wynton Marsalis said once, when you are through with the blues, you've got nothing to rest on. Mahalia Jackson said that. Blues is a tonic for whatever ails you. I could play the blues and then not be blue anymore. Who said that? B.B. King, one of the kings of blues. Unfortunately, I don't have a B.B. King song today. I don't have a lot of time in this podcast to put all the amazing musics and songs that it is and reflects the good old blues and the new style of blues, because there are various styles of blues. But what I have in store for you today is quite enough, I think. So I hope you enjoy. And what else? I got a lot of strong sentences about blues. The blues brings you back into the fold. The blues isn't about the blues. It's about we have all had the blues. And we are all in this together. Peter Tork, end quote. In blues music, there's a lot of borrowing. So it's often difficult to identify the originator of a song. Henry Rollins said that, and I agree with him. Blues is easy to play, but hard to feel. And this is... And Jimi Hendrix is right. We are not listening to Jimi Hendrix. We could have, but like I said, I don't have the time that I wanted. But this phrase he had, this quote, blues is easy to play, but hard to feel.
I think I saw an angel just walk by.
And I must say, this guy feels it, and it feels it. It makes us feel it, like blues should make us feel. Buddy guy, what kind of woman is this? Cue the music.
There goes a sight from my soul eyes. Now there goes a sight from my soul eyes. What kind of woman is this? You should be locked up, pretty girl. So we could do the same thing that Adam did under that old apple tree. What he did under that apple tree. What he did under that apple tree. Well, 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 well,
like the fugue in 18th century. It's probably the music that belongs most to our time. Michael Tippett, end quote. Particularly with the blues, it's not just about bad
times.
It's about the healing spirit, Taj Mahal.
Well, hey, there's always some good-looking girls hanging around this famous place. Talking about legends now.
Blues is to jazz what yeast is to breed bread. Yeast is to bread. Without it, it's flat. Carmen McRae.
What kind of woman is this? What kind of woman is this?
Blues is a natural fact. It's something that a fellow lives. If you don't live, if you don't live it, you don't have it.
What kind of woman is this?
Young people have forgotten to cry the blues. Now they talk and get lawyers and things. Big. Bill Bronzy. But I don't think I fully agree with this. Just a minute. I will show you that there are new faces, new voices in the blues scene.
Tell me.
Young people can do blues as well. But yes, I agree. They aren't like Buddy Guy or B.B. King or you name it. But goddammit, they are pretty close.
What kind of woman is this?
And one of the young bloods, young people that know how to play the blues, how to sing the blues, how to make us feel the blues, is Gary Clark Jr. with his stunning song and voice, Bright Lights for You. Now.
Woke up in New York City, lying on the floor. Just outside of Morse's West 54. Wow. You're gonna know my name by the end of the night. Yeah. You're gonna know my name by the end of the night. Wow.
bet you are agreeing with me right now. Yeah, it's a bit rusty on the edges, but it's one of the best, Gary Clark Jr. Blues ain't going nowhere. It can get slow, but it ain't going nowhere. Blues are very much alive.
Lost in the city, try to find myself. I went up with different person, came down somebody else. I know it ain't right.
The blues comes right back to a person's feelings, to his daily activities in life. Rich people don't know nothing about the blues. Please believe me, Jimmy Rushing, in quote.
Going to my head, but let's be silly, going to my head, I don't care.
The blues tells a story in itself. It can make you happy or give you a feeling to swing. Blues is the bedrock of everything I do. All the characters in my plays, their ideas, their attitudes, the stance that they adopt in the world are all ideas and attitudes that are expressed in the blues. Who said that? August Wilson did. If this isn't blues, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a bit different from Buddy Guy, B.B. King, Eric Clapton, you know, or B.B. Coleman, but it's blues anyway. Now, for those who like the good old blues, the oldies, the old blues, Count Basie Trio is one of the oldest, but also one of the best sounds in all the styles of blues. Blues in C is the name of the song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Count Basie Trio.
Thank you.
Those are the roots, and the other musics are the fruits. It's better keeping the roots alive, because it means better fruits from now on. The blues are the roots of all American music. As long as American music survives, so will the blues. Who said that? Willie Dixon. As we are listening to the Count Basie Trio, Blues in C, everything comes out in blues music. Joy, pain, struggle. A lot of struggle. Blues is an affirmation with absolute elegance. Wynton Marsalis said that, and Harry Rollins said, the blues is losing someone you love and not having enough money to immerse yourself in alcohol. Blues is not a dream, blues is truth. Brownie McGee. Funk, gospel, blues is all out of slavery times, out of depression, out of sorrow. Nina Simone, the legendary Nina Simone, said that the blues are the true facts of life expressed in words and song, inspiration, feeling, and understanding. You don't have to live the blues to play the blues. Herbie Mann. End quote. Without the blues, modern music will be nothing like it is now, not remotely. The blues is the foundation, and it's got to carry the top. The other part of the scene, the rock and roll and the jazz, are the walls of the blues. Luther Allison. The blues is an impulse to keep the painful details and episodes of a brutal experience alive in one's aching consciousness, to finger its jagged grain and to transcend it, not by the consolation of philosophy, but by squeezing from it a near-tragic, near-comic lyricism. As a form, the blues is an autobiographical chronicle of personal catastrophe expressed lyrically. Ralph Allison, end quote. The blues, the sound of a sinner on a revival day. William Christopher Handy. And now, to end this podcast, hope you enjoyed, we will listen to the late and missed Bill Withers. William Harrison Withers Jr. is his real name, aka Bill Withers. He left us to sing in heaven on March 30th. Yes, just the other day he died from a long illness. We will miss this guy. He sang a lot of songs like Lean On Me, Lovely Day, Just the Two of Us, on my personal playlist. Just the Two of Us is there. Ain't No Sunshine, who doesn't know that? He won 3 Grammy Awards, nominated for 6 more. His life was the subject of the 2009 documentary film Still Bill. Gotta watch that. Suggestion for you all if you want to watch that. Still Bill is the documentary film about Bill Withers, and it deserves the attention, fully deserves. And it's sad to think he just left us on the March 30th. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015, with his work as a professional musician for just 15 years, from 1970 to 1985, after which he moved on to other occupations. So his style is genres amongst soul, R&B, smooth soul, funk. He sang the blues. Oh yeah. Associated like Groover Washington Jr. I love that guy also. One of these days I'll put his song on. So for now we will listen to Bill Withers to as a farewell song, as an homage from me and from all the fans to him. May you rest in peace, Bill Withers. The song we're listening to is Who Is He and What Is He to You? I will put that from the beginning for you to listen. I hope you enjoyed the podcast about blues, one of my favorite music genres, but I love all type of music, all type. I read music, as you gather by now. So we will listen the song from the beginning, as Bill Withers surely deserves. So the song Who Is He? What Is He to You? Is the bluesy style amongst the other songs he played all his life. This song is the most bluesy, you know, in the blues scene. Hope you enjoy. Bye-bye. See you next time.
A man we passed just tried to stare me down. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you? I had something in my heart and in your eyes. Tells me he's not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? That gummit, who is he?